Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Farm Machinery Digest website and the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Biodiesel's roots grow deep in the soil of American farms, yet there's a great deal of misinformation. The amount of biodiesel in fuel is identified alphanumerically, a letter and then a number. B100 is pure biodiesel. B20 is a blend of 20% biodiesel and 80% petroleum-based diesel. Biodiesel is manufactured instead of refined. The majority of biodiesel is made from soybeans, but it can be made from other grain stocks, oils, or fats. The soybean is crushed and yields approximately 80% high-protein meal and 20% oil that is used for biodiesel. Soybean-based biodiesel is also very efficient. It returns 5.5 units of energy for every 1 unit of energy consumed. Biodiesel has a number of advantages over conventional fuel. It has high lubricity, even in blends with as little as 2%, a high cetane rating. B100 is a minimum of 50 cetane compared to the national average of 40 cetane for conventional fuel, and it also offers a reduction in emissions. On newer EPA tier-rated engines, biodiesel provides more efficient conversion of pollutants in exhaust system-based control. Biodiesel has a natural cleaning action and will remove gunk and varnish from fuel storage facilities, equipment fuel tanks, and the engine's fuel system. When switching to biodiesel, it is best to change all fuel filters, engine and storage tank, and then again at 1/2 the normal interval. Follow this for 2 filter changes, then a normal routine can be employed. B20 will cloud and gel at temperatures 10 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than number 2 petroleum diesel. B100 will gel even sooner. Traditional coal performance additives work just as effectively in biodiesel. Biodiesel is good for your farm, your engine, in America. Use it with pride and confidence.
Moving iron in the 21st century.